Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie's Thoughts Podcast, episode 3. And today I'm going to give you my thoughts about smoking and vaping. Play the intro. So before we get into that, I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently. And I'm going to start with yesterday. I went to a wedding open day at none other than the stunning, the beautiful, the amazing Weston Park in Shifnal. If you've never been to Weston Park, guys, I totally recommend it. They do stuff throughout the year. They do Christmas markets. I'm saying that because it's almost Christmas. Don't shoot me. I'm just saying. They also have this amazing model air show. I mean, this thing is absolutely incredible. They also have, they've got a massive park. So if you want to just walk around with your dog or your cat or an iguana, if you take one out for a walk. I mean, who has an iguana? What the hell is an iguana? Anyway, the park is huge. You can take your dog a walk, get lost, and nobody will ever see you again. So definitely recommend that. What else? They do weddings, obviously. You can hire them out for a corporate event, or birthday parties, or whatever. It's just an amazing place. Check them out, guys. Weston Park. And I spent about 4 hours speaking to future brides and grooms. I mean, 4 hours of just me talking caricatures. What more could I want? I just want to say thank you to the brides and grooms who have booked me for the wedding. So that was Weston Park. And then straight after Weston Park, I went to none other than the beautiful, the stunning, the amazing Rocksitter Hotel for a wedding. Now, this wedding was just absolutely amazing. A really good family vibe from it. It was just incredible. I love weddings like that where you feel part of the family. So when you're drawing them and you're telling jokes and that kind of stuff, and you get to know people, I leave a wedding like that feeling like part of the family. And that's my favorite type of weddings. There's weddings I've been to where they're huge, and you know, there could be like 200-300 people at it, and it's good, I'm not gonna lie. Going to a wedding like that is fun, but you don't kind of feel really like part of the family. Whereas in, if I do a wedding where there's about 50 people, something like that, then yeah, I always leave thinking, you know, I know everybody now, you know, and it's pretty cool. And I really love it. And apart from that, working backwards, I did another wedding on Thursday, same thing. And apart from that, it's just been physics, bloody mathematics. I mean, why can't you just learn about molecules and you know, planetary bodies, etc., etc.? Why do you have to? Why? I mean, minus numbers, or sorry, negative numbers. When I started learning that, I instantly got it. And then for some reason, it got confusing for me. When you start like multiplying and dividing negative numbers. In fact, you know what? I'll give you a little, hang on. I'm going to educate you here. Not only are you being entertained, but you're also getting educated. I mean, is this not the best podcast in the world? So let's say we have -3 × 2. So -3 and +2 are 2. They've got 2 different signs, basically. So you've got a negative and a positive. When they're both different like that, then it's going to be a positive number. That is completely wrong. It's going to be a negative number. So the way I look at it is, if you have 2 signs that are different, then being different is a negative thing in my eyes. So, oh my God, you're not the same as me. Well, you're not the same as me. Well, that's a negative thing. Whereas you have 2 people going, oh, we're the same. Oh, we're the same. That's a positive thing. So if you're multiplying or dividing negative numbers and one sign is different from the other, then it's going to be a negative answer. And if it's both the same, so -3 × -2, then they're both -2s and -3s. So they're going to be the same, which is a positive thing. Do you get it? Because I fucking don't. I'm still trying to figure it out myself. So that's what I've been up to, and it's all algebra. What else is there? Finding the factors of numbers, you know, just all this madness. How am I going to, like, implement this in my life? Bid mass. Don't know if anybody's heard of that. Brackets, indicates, multiplications, additions. Sounds like I'm reading this from somewhere, but I'm not. I'm just trying to pluck it from my brain. But yeah, so, I mean, the mathematics part of it is, it's not as fun as what's about to come up, which is questions of science. And I'm really looking forward to that, because you do, like, home experiments. I mean, how cool is that? You get like a list of things to buy, and then, I mean, I'm starting it in 2 days, so you get a list of things to do, to buy, and then they give you like experiments and stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be really cool. And I think the first sort of unit on that module is, what is water, and can you make a hole in water? I had a cheeky little look at it, and I was thinking to myself, make a hole in water. You know, there's two ways I think I could do it. One would be to freeze it. So, like, have an ice cube and then just drill a hole through it. That's technically a hole through water. And the other one is making some sort of a vortex. You know, like when you spin something. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, that is next week. And then other than that, it's been sort of, you know, Monday through to sort of Saturday has just been... In fact, no, on Saturday, I was actually supposed to do another wedding. And I didn't realise that the wedding was actually cancelled in September. And I printed off all the paper. Everything was ready to go. I went to email them and let them know that I'm ready. I'm good to go. I'm going to see you on Saturday. And then I seen the email that they actually cancelled the wedding. I just didn't take it off the calendar. And that was actually a full day wedding. So I had a full day of freedom, if you like. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm actually going to study hard with sciencey stuff, with the physics, and I'm going to hold day. That was the initial plan. However, that didn't happen, because my little brain was like, do you know what? Why study today? Because you wouldn't have been studied anyway, because you were going to be at a wedding. So all I did was simply text my missus and asked if her best friend and my good friend Ben wanted to have a drink, and they said yes. And let me tell you, that's the first time I have bought a box of beer in a very, very long time, and I drank the whole fucking lot. I was actually going to get up the next day and do a podcast about having a hangover, and I should have, because I was fucking hungover. I mean, I'm at that age now where I just can't drink. See, before, like, whenever I was young, I used to just drink, like, a whole box of beer. And then the next day, just get up feeling fine. Like, nothing's wrong with me. See, now, see if I even have, like, 5 pints. I wake up the next day, dying. Like, literally dying. Like, the headaches, everything. I mean, where's the science around that? Like, how can you, when you're younger, drink like a fish, and then as soon as you hit sort of close to 40, you just can't drink anymore? I mean, it's a good thing, if you think about it. But, I mean, yeah. I think my Ben boxes of beer days going and getting absolutely shit-faced is over. And I'm quite happy about that, to be honest. And I think from now on, I'm just going to just, next time I'm going to go to Ben's house for a drink, I'm just going to chill. Just have a couple of beers. And then wake up fine the next day. That's the plan. That's the plan for the future for that one. Normally when we go to Beth and Ben's, we play Jack Change It. So this is a big thing. I don't know if anybody's ever played Jack Change It. And we have our own little trophy and wooden spoon. And whoever sort of wins the competition at the end gets the trophy. Whoever loses gets the wooden spoon. Unfortunately, I can't remember the last time I actually won the trophy. But, I can't remember the last time I actually won the wooden spoon. And it was pretty funny because I came up with this idea of adding a wooden spoon to the game. Now, I mentioned this, and Beth, which is my partner, Kirsty's best friend, took it upon herself to buy a wooden spoon online and post it to our address. She didn't tell us about this, and we got a letter through the post, and this letter had, I don't know how many stamps this thing had. It was, this little wooden spoon, I mean, it is tiny. This little wooden spoon traveled the whole world before it got to us. It was pretty funny because I was like, what the hell is this? My sister lives in Australia, so I thought initially that she's sending me over something. And when I opened it, it was like a wooden spoon, tiny little wooden spoon. I'm like, what the fuck? And then it clicked. I was like, do you know what? Ben must have bought this. But it was quite comical, the fact that this little wooden spoon traveled, I mean, it traveled through I don't know how many countries. It must have been from like Africa or something, and then it went from Africa to this place, to that place, to that place, to that place. The stamps, I've never seen a package with so many stamps. And this is something we still joke around about today. Now, given the fact that this little spoon traveled around the whole world to get to us, it didn't just stop at us. Oh no. It went on, further on its journey to God knows where, because we lost it. It's gone. We don't know where the hell it is. We checked everywhere. We checked our house. We checked their house. Nobody can remember who had it last. This tiny little spoon has had such a life. And, I mean, nobody knows where it is. It could be anywhere in the world. This little tiny wooden spoon has traveled to the end of the universe and back. Back to the end of the universe. And nobody knows where the fuck it is. So I ended up going to Morrison's, buying a meal deal. And it came with a wooden spoon. And I was like, there we go, we got another one. And now we use that. But I drank so much that night. And we just sat and flicked through Netflix, saying what films are good and what films are not. And didn't even play Jack Changes It. So the first time I actually went to Ben's and not even played anything, we actually brought Uno. Now, Uno, I don't know if anybody's ever played Uno, but Uno Flip is flipping annoying. You have a game plan, you're like, do you know what? I'm almost down to my last card here. I'm about to win. Flip. And you're like, damn it. And then you flip it around and you've got like stupid cards and you're like, damn. And then when you think, right, I'm on the ball here, I'm on the ball, I'm about to win, pick up five. Pick up this, pick up that, miss a go. I don't know about anybody else, but if you play Jack Change It or Uno and you tell me to pick up five, I'm all right with that. I'm like, okay, do you know what? I'm going to pick it up because I might get some good cards. See, if you tell me to miss a go, if you put down a miss a go, that's the thing that really irritates me. It's like, I'm about to go and you're like, no, wait. You're not allowed to go, wait. And I'm like, that's really annoying. And do you know what's worse than that? When it comes back around to you, miss a go. Fuck's sake. But that's Uno Flip, guys. And we brought it and we didn't even play it. So that was a waste of a journey for our little box of Uno Flip. And yeah, so that's been my week. Other than that, it's just been studying, getting ready for weddings and stuff like that. So, I mean, bit of a low-key week, if you ask me. 3 events in 2 days, and then the rest was just sorting out this podcast. One thing I did do was my last podcast, as soon as I finished that and uploaded it onto Spotify and all that kind of stuff, I then listened to it back and wrote down a few notes about how I can improve it. So, and I wrote a lot of things. The first one was stop saying and so, and like all these little sort of words and noises I keep making repeatedly. Is that the right way? Making it repeatedly? Sounds alright to me. And I was like, wait, you need to stop doing that. Another one was cursing. I'm going to curse. Curse words just naturally come out. And, you know, it is an explicit podcast, so I'm toning down the cursing, so I'm not going to be saying fuck every 2 seconds. And then, yeah, wrote them down, and hopefully now this podcast should be easy to listen to. I think me breathing in is something I need to work on, so I am going to constantly listen to these podcasts and then think about how I can get better and how I can make the podcast better. While I've got, like, you know, a couple of listeners, now's the time to really sort of get into it. And then hopefully whenever in the future people will start coming to the podcast, it'll be nice, easy to listen to and doesn't annoy anybody. I listen to podcasts quite a lot and it doesn't take much to annoy me if I'm listening to a podcast and somebody, I mean, I listened to a podcast the other day and the guy kept going, you get me, every 2 seconds, you get me. And he kept saying, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I kept sitting there listening to it, thinking to myself, yes, I know what you mean. Yes, we all know what you mean. You know what I mean? Yes, we all know what you mean. You get me? Yes, we get you. You know what I mean? Yes. Fucking stop saying that. Fucking stop that. So, being a long-term listener of podcasts, I kind of know what to do and what's annoying and what's not annoying. And I'm constantly going to work on it, but I am on the right trajectory. And then we are going to have a really good listening podcast. That doesn't even make sense. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk, that's the letter U-T-O-O-N-S.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So I've rambled on enough here, so I think it's about time we should start with my thoughts on smoking and vaping. Let's get into it. So if you smoke, this episode is definitely for you, especially if you want to quit. Now, I'm a bit of an expert when it comes to smoking. I've been smoking since I was about 12, 13, 14, something like that. I think I was smoking for around about 25 years. That's a long time to be smoking cigarettes, like. I remember back in the day, we used to go to McDonald's and used to be able to smoke in McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's. Used to be, the ground floor was like a non-smoking area, and then you go to the top where you're allowed to smoke inside. They used to have the little tinfoil ashtrays. Don't know if anybody remembers them. And, you know, to be honest with you, a smoke straight after McDonald's, bang on. Perfect. If you ask me, they should bring it back, even though I don't smoke anymore, but I'll go into that in a minute. But yeah, I used to smoke in McDonald's. I remember the bars. I used to go into the bars and you just couldn't see anything because it was just covered in smoke. The smell. I mean, you walk into a bar now, it's not as packed as it used to be as well. And I think the smoking ban sort of affected that, if I'm honest. But I remember going into the bars and just your eyes just stinging because of the smell and the actual smoke itself. But I mean, where else were you allowed to smoke? I mean, the adverts on TVs. Don't know if anybody remembers the Lambert and Butler adverts. Do you know what? I'm going to Google it and see if I can find one. Right, we got one. Okay, so Lambert and Butler advert. When you found yourself without a ciggy, where the fuck's the LMBs? Okay. That was definitely not on TV. In fact, I'm just going to keep this one going. Oh, right. Lambert and Butler advert. Funny, right? Yeah, that's...
LMB.
Oh, that should be on TV, to be honest. If that was on TV, I'd be like, yes, give me a cigarette. No, that's not the one I was thinking of. It was like the actual butler, wasn't it? Let me see if I type in Lambert and Butler advert 90s. I just remember this like sort of butler coming in with, he had like a tray, and he opened the tray, and it was like, here's a Lambert and Butler. I don't think, maybe they took it off. We've got one here. UK Lambert and Butler cigarette advert. This looks like an old one though. Well, there's the butler. A superb example of the jeweler's art. From a brilliant design by Andrew Bremer, this exquisite piece. Commissioned without regard for cost. Priceless square cut diamonds and sapphires set by a master jeweler. What? Into a textured shape of solid 18 carat gold. What's this got to do with bags? Mrs. Lambert and Butler? Oh, right. Okay, that makes sense. Go on, smoke that cigarette there. Lambert and Butler. Rare pleasure. When cost is no consideration. 46 cents. I mean, there you go. So, that was back whenever Lambert... Well, cigarettes were cool. I mean, I can remember that sort of silver package with the Lambert and Butler... sort of writing going down almost at an angle. But they were my choice whenever I was younger. Lambert and Butler's and Richmond Super Kings. Richmond Super Kings is like the chav of cigarettes. These things, like, you could do like pole vaulting the length of these fucking things. They were like big, massive, like, what do you call it? A blind man stick. You could literally like give it to a blind man. He would navigate his way through a town centre with the Lambert, with the Richmond Super Kings. I wonder, can you still get them in the shops? I remember when they were like packs of 10 and they were about £2, like fucking £2.30 or something like that. I can't imagine how much they are now. As you can probably tell the way I'm talking, I don't smoke cigarettes or straights, whatever you want to call them. I was, I think, in my 20s whenever I went to the gym. I used to go to the gym with my friend Speedy. And I didn't have any cigarettes at the time, and he was like, "Would you want to roll up?" I was like, "Yeah, all right." So I had a roll up, and I was like, "Wow, that was a better smoke than a normal like a normal cigarette." And then that was me on roll ups. So I started buying a Golden Virginia. I was buying them in 12.5 gram pouches. Does anybody remember them? 12.5 grams. I mean, this thing lasted me probably about 2 or 3 days, to be honest. But this was back in the day whenever the packages actually looked nice. So you had the green for Lambert and Butler. What's the yellow one? What was the yellow one? Amberleaf. And yeah, and then they changed the packaging. Now, they changed it to that horrible green. Obviously on purpose to make it look terrible. But the thing is, they put the warnings on there and they also put the pictures on there. Now, when they started doing that, I was actually interested to find out what picture was going to be next. Is it going to be someone's fucking throat? Like the inside of someone's throat? Or, oh, the horrible one was that bloody fucked up toe or feet. Ugh, disgusting. What else? There was like, your lungs look like when you're smoking. What do your lungs look like when they're not smoking? And I was like interested to find out what like picture I was going to get next. Or what phrase, smoking kills your baby. Oh, that was actually a funny one. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the picture where the lady's holding the baby and blowing the smoke in the baby's face. When I seen that one, that made me laugh. Like, yeah, so when they changed the packaging, it didn't have an effect on me, to be honest. I didn't care. I still smoked. Didn't make me want to stop. So that did not work for me. The only thing that worked for me was vaping. So, I mean, a long time ago, whenever I was running professionally, well, semi-professionally, Some of the runs were in the afternoon, so it could be 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. And I would be up first thing in the morning. So I would be up first thing in the morning, and I would have to go through the whole day without having a cigarette until the actual race. And this was at the time where vapes started coming out. People were saying to me about, oh, you should try these vapes, you should try these vapes. And I was like, okay, I'll give them a go. And I think this was around about sort of 2013, 2014, something like that. And I was like, right, you know what? I'm going to try these vapes. And if this, you know, I can use this before a run. And then after a run, I can just smoke cigarettes again. Because if you run before, like if you have a cigarette before you go running, it just messes you up. Like you can't breathe and you run out of breath very easily and stuff like that. So I was like, right, bought a vape and started using it before races. And I quickly got to the point where I was like, if I did a race, after the race, I was like, do I need a cigarette? And then I was just have one anyway. But it got to the point where I was like, if I left my tobacco in the house and I had my vape, I was fine. But if I left my vape in the house and I had my tobacco, I was like, I need to go back and get that vape. So quickly started getting addicted to it. And it was actually making me quit smoking. Now, out of the whole 25 years I've been smoking, I have never even attempted to quit. It was just something I didn't want to do. I mean, having a cigarette straight after a meal, or, you know, when you get up in the morning, it was just the best thing ever. Now, I apologize for anybody who's listened to this and who stopped smoking and who hasn't been smoking for about 20 years, and I'm bringing back memories of how nice it is to have a fucking fag after a blowjob or something, you know. But my apologies, guys, if the cravings are coming back. But stick with me, I'll get you back on track by the end of this. But yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna have to stop this vaping because it's stopping me from smoking. And I stopped the vaping. I went back on to smoking, and I just sort of read it out. I was like, right, race is in the afternoon, right, just don't have a cigarette until then, until after it. And it helped my running, so it cleared my lungs a little bit. And then I went back into smoking full time. So vapes were just at the back of my mind. I used to see people smoking vape. Is that even vaping a vape? I don't know what the right terminology is. Inhaling a vape? I don't know. But I used to see people like in the smoking area coming out. People who don't even smoke, vaping. And then people who are quitting smoking, vaping. And they used to come out with this fucking contraption that I always used to say it looks like RoboCop's cock. It looks like you're sucking off RoboCop. But some of these things are like hooked up to a fucking car battery. Like, and the amount of vapor that used to come out of these things was incredible. I used to stand there in the smoking area, and when you're smoking a cigarette or a roll-up or whatever, it's just a tiny little bit of smoke comes out, fine. Somebody else comes in to the smoking area, in the smoking shelter, and just takes one puff of the vape, then fills the whole fucking thing full of vapor, and you can't see. You're like, fuck me, where'd everybody go? And then the flavours as well. Like, when you're a smoker and you look at somebody who's vaping, and they're going, yeah, I'm smoking cherry ice and fucking banoffee pie, and you're just like, what? Like, grow up. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're, oh, taste this. It's apple and fucking blackcurrant or something like that. And I used to look at him. I was like, be a man. Smoke a fucking cigarette. What is with the luminous fucking pink things and vapors and, you know, flavors? And I was just, be a man. Smoke a pig. Now, my attitude now has totally changed. But we'll go into that in a second. So going back whenever I was younger, I mean, this is whenever fags were on display in shops. They were in tens for like £2 something, and you could buy 12 and a half grams of Golden Virginia or whatever. You could actually buy singles. And you never guess where I used to get my singles from. The ice cream van. That's right. Now, in Northern Ireland, Belfast especially, we call ice cream vans pokey vans. And do you know something? To this day, I don't even know why we call it a pokey van. Google to the rescue.
Why do people in Northern Ireland hate the police?
What do people in Northern Ireland wear? Jesus Christ.
People Google some weird stuff. Okay, poke. Reddit. Okay, we got a response here on Reddit from somebody 10 years ago. Poke is another word for bag, as in the expression pig in a poke. So it may be referring to the wafer cone as a bag-like container, or it could be referring to the sharp finger-like shape of a cone. Poke. Oh, yeah, okay. So you poke somebody, and the thing is the shape of a finger poking. Okay, well, there you go. This is not a fact, guys. This is just Reddit. But, yeah, we used to call the ice cream van the pokey van. So you used to hear the little chimes in the distance. Ding, 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 ding. You're like, oh, there's a poke. And we used to get the a 99, which was 99p back in the day. Or a screwball.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I love a screwball. But we used to get a 99, a poke, and then a single cigarette for like 50p. So you get a poke, a single cigarette for 50p, a tin of Coke, and then what else? KP crisps. Oh my God. Do you know what? I can't remember the last time I seen a pokey van or an ice cream van. But I think the next time I'm going to see one, I think I'm going to see if they still got them KP crisps, because they were my favourite part of a pokey van, an ice cream van, was the KP crisps. The, what was it, beef ones? Oh, yes. Salt and vinegar ones. Thank you very much. You eat about 3 packets of them and you can't fucking swallow for like 3 days. We must add some KP salt and vinegar crisps. But yeah, we used to get them off the pokey van. Can you believe that? The ice cream man. And even then, we were like 12, 13, 14, whatever it was. And yeah, he would still give us them. So they were the good old days. And then we moved on to the old cheap cigarettes. We used to get them off the old, you know, dodgy people. I remember we used to get these ones called Sovereigns. So they like, had like a gold pack. And I used to buy, I think I can remember, like, you used to buy 20 Sovereigns for like 4 quid or something. It was somewhere in around that. And fuck me, you don't know what the hell you were smoking with them things. I remember they used to just be really harsh in the throat. Like, they used to really hurt badly. And you were just a kid at the end of days, and you're just smoking it anyway. And, yeah. And then I actually used to get tobacco from somebody. I used to get, like, a tub of tobacco for, like, a fiver. And that would last me, like, a month. Fuck knows what you're smoking there, like. But it probably wasn't tobacco. And, yeah, dodgy people back in them days. And then I just progressed on to just whenever I started working and making money, you were just like, just going to the shop, ban 20 cigarettes or whatever. And then I think I was smoking about 10 a day back in them days. And yeah, the first, you know, first thing in the morning, have a cigarette, something to eat, have a cigarette, go to bed. Well, before you go to bed, have a cigarette. But yeah, I did that for 25 years. I mean, imagine having a smoking habit for 25 years and then quitting. And that's exactly what I did. And I'm going to go into what it was like for me switching to vapes. And do you know something? I hope that you do it too, because it's the best thing I ever did. But let's go into it, shall we? Let's go into why and how I stopped smoking. So as I say, I've been smoking for around 25 years, and not once did I even think about quitting. I've seen so many things throughout the years, nicotine patches. I actually seen somebody who was taking nicotine patches, and he had like a reaction to it, like an allergic reaction, and his whole arm just went bright red around the patch. And I thought to myself, fuck taking them. Like, I want to quit smoking, I don't want to become a fucking amputee or something, you know? So I was like, no, I'm not trying them fucking patches. Definitely not. Not seeing what happened to him. What was the other one? I was walking through Belfast Town Centre one time, and there was a stall outside a shopping centre, and they had this like little shock, like paper shock glasses, and inside it was like a sort of liquidy chemical thing that it's supposed to put you off smoking. So it's a bit like you know that thing you can put in your nails to stop you from biting your nails? When you bite it, it tastes horrible. It was pretty much that, but for smoking. So you drink, you put this little thing in your mouth and you swish it around and then you spit it back out and it doesn't taste of anything. And you could be like eating food and stuff like that. You don't even taste it. It's whenever you actually light up a cigarette or a roll up and you smoke it, it tastes absolutely fucking horrible. I tried that thing and to be honest, it didn't work on me because I just got really stressed out. I wanted to have a smoke, but it tasted really horrible. So I just went, you know, fuck the taste. I just kept smoking. So that didn't work on me either. So the patches, maybe if I tried them, maybe they would have worked. I don't know. But after seeing what happened to him, no. So I didn't even try the patches. I didn't like that liquidy stuff. It didn't. It just made me want to smoke more because I was stressed out because of the taste of the smoke. What else? There was the tablets, the Nicorette tablets. I tried them. Now, when I say I tried them, I just wanted to taste them. I didn't want to quit smoking. I just wanted to taste them and see what they're all about. Maybe quit smoking. I don't know. But I never actually really was like, right, I'm just buying these. I'm going to quit, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, let me try one of them. Let me have a little go on them. Put the Nicorette thing in my mouth and nothing. Like, I didn't feel anything. Now, it may work on other people, but it didn't fucking work on me. So, throughout the years, there was just nothing. And then, obviously, the vaping, when I started running, the vaping was actually making me quit. So, I quit the vaping because I didn't want to quit smoking. And then, fast forward to around 4 months ago, I was leaving my office. And I was going back to my car. And I often see a group of runners, sort of every Monday, congregating around the car park. And one time I was just like, obviously it's a running club. I mean, I wonder who they are. And I tried like looking into who they are and I couldn't find any information about them. And this is, you know, I mean, I've been running since 2010 or something like that. And over the last sort of year, just over a year, I haven't done any running. I think I ran like 3 times. I really wanted to get back into running again because it was not doing anything. I was just sitting down on the computer or it was, you know, I wasn't doing any sort of fitness whatsoever. I wasn't even going to the gym or anything like that. And I was like, I want to get back into running again. I'm at that age now. I don't want to die of a heart attack or some sort of illness. Do you know what I mean? Where it could be prevented if I just go out and ran for like a couple of hours of the day during the week, do you know? So I took it upon myself to just approach them. So I approached them, went up to him, and I was like, is this a running club? I'm assuming it's a running club. Like, yeah, we're a running club. You interested in joining? I was like, yeah, I would love to. So I had a little chat with them and then they said about the times. So they were like, yeah, we run at 6:30 p.m. or sort of every Monday and Wednesday. And I was thinking like, oof, that means I'm going to have to go a whole day right up to 6:30 p.m. without smoking. Now, whenever I was running myself and smoking at the same time, what I was actually doing was getting up very early in the morning and going for a run. That was the very first thing I ever did was get up and hydrate first for an hour. And then go for a run and then come back and then have a smoke. So that was fine. But the thought of going through a whole day, not having a cigarette and, you know, trying to focus on my work and stuff like that and then going for a run at 6:30, I was like, no, yeah, okay, I'll look into it. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. As I was leaving, I was like, no, I'm not spending a whole day not smoking and then going for a run. I was like, if they were doing it at like 8:00 in the morning, then yes, I would join yous. So that was my thought process. And then after about sort of 2 days, it was just constantly in my head. I was like, what about vaping again? What if you do that? You remember what happened the last time, you know? And then that was it for me. My brain was just like, do you know what? Why do you even smoke anyway? Like, what's the point of it? Like, I would go out, smoke a cigarette and come back and just feel, and then that would just stop the cravings. That's it. So I was thinking, Do you want to quit? I'd probably look like a fucking weirdo sitting talking to myself, but I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's buy a vape and see what happens. So went to a corner shop, bought a vape, and it was one of them. Am I allowed to say the brands? I think I will. But I bought one of them cheapy ones, you know, the disposable ones. And it was literally like £3 or something. And you get like 60 puffs or whatever it was. It was one of the things you just take straight out of the packet, smoke it, boom. Is smoking, guys, get in contact with me. Is it smoking? Or is it vaping? Do you smoke a vape? Do you vape a vape? I don't know. But I'm just going to keep saying smoking. But so I got it and started using it. And then I was like, do you know what? This is actually, I'm actually enjoying this. Now, the problem I had was I couldn't put the fucking thing down. Like, it was just constantly in my hand. And then I realized that it wasn't strong enough. So there was like, I don't know how much tobacco was in it, like 0.2 grams or whatever it was. I don't know. But I kept puffing on it, And then I was going out and having a smoke. And then I was coming back in. And then I was puffing on it, And then I was smoking, puffing on it. And I was like, now I've got two problems. I'm addicted to vapes. I'm also addicted to smoking. Like, what the fuck? So I got to a point where I was just like, just anytime I got a craving, just keep puffing the vape more. And then over, I think over the space of around 3 days, something like that, I realized, I was, fuck me, I'm only having like three fags. Or when I was drinking. When I was drinking, I was like, no, I'll smoke cigarettes. And then, yeah, a couple of days later, I was like, I don't need a cigarette. I've got this vape. And then at the end of the night, I'd be like, oh, do you know what? I'll have a cigarette. So that went on for about 2 or 3 days. So I was down to one cigarette a day. And it was right at the end of the evening before I was going to bed. I think it was maybe to help me sleep or something. I don't know. But I was like, I'm down to one cigarette a day. And I'm vaping. Like, I feel good. Like, I'm all right about it. Like, I even got to the point where I was going out, I was vaping all day, and then at the end of the evening, I would go out, have the cigarette, and then come back in and feel exactly the same. And I'm like, why did I even just do that? Like, why did I have a cigarette? I could have just used a vape and then go to bed. And then I was like, do you know what? That's it. I'm done. I was like, tomorrow, I'm just going to vape the whole day, and I'm going to go to bed and vape, and that's it. And then, lo and behold, did that. 3 days later, next thing you know, I'm like, I haven't had a cigarette in 3 days. And the tobacco is just sitting in the drawer, not even being touched. So that was the moment. I was like, you know what? Get the tobacco, throw it in the bin, and that is me done. And then it's been like that ever since. And I just vape all the time. Now, I bought these, this one I've got is called Lost Mary. So if anybody knows the Lost Mary ones, the 6,000 puffs. 6,000 puffs, my fucking hole, right? I mean, what do they class as a puff? Because there's no way that I'm smoking puffing 6,000 puffs. I mean, how long does this last me? About 6-7 days, maybe? So this is trying to say I puffed 6,000 puffs in like 5 to 6 days, which is completely wrong. So 1,000 puffs a day. They're trying to say I puff, which is no. That I'm not going to count my puffs. Maybe actually I should. But what's really weird is this Lost Mary one is 6,000 puffs, whereas the Elf bars are 5,000 puffs, and the Elf bar lasts me 10 days. So how the fuck do you work that one out? And even then, I would say that, you know, I don't puff like 5,000 puffs in like 10 days. Maybe I should do some, maybe I should count them. I did a lot of, math, if you like, with the prices of things. So I was buying 5 pouches of tobacco a month, and that was £23 a month. No, sorry, £23 per bag. So what's that work out as? I've got a million things on my head. So anytime I do simple math like this, I just do it in a calculator. What's the point of wasting valuable brain fucking things? Brain cells, when I could just pick up a calculator and just do a simple math that way. But yeah, 23 times 5. 23 times 5. That's £115 a month. £115 a month I was spending on cigarettes, on tobacco. That is fucking insane. The thing is, because I've been doing it so long, I've just gotten that habit where I just go to the shop, buy tobacco, and then that's it. Like, I don't even think about the money. It's only when you actually really look at it, I'm like, I'm spending £115 a month on tobacco. Like, that is insane. And that's not including tips. I mean, they're not, was that a pound? And then lighters. What else? You got, well, the paper comes with the pack. But yeah, £115 is, that's incredible. That's incredible. So that's £115. I already did the math on this, but I'm just going to do it again. Now, the elf bars and the, hang on, £115, right? So I get my vapes now from, I get them online. I don't want to say where I get them from because I'm probably not allowed to do that, but I get them online and I buy them in bulk. And it works out, one vape, so one elf bar is £5. So £5, and that lasts me 10 days. So times 3, that's £15. That's £100 a month I'm saving by switching to vapes. £100 a month. What could you do with £100 a month? I could literally, I could get a car on finance. Yeah, it's going to be like a little fucking Nissan Juke or something like that, but no offense to anybody who has a Nissan Juke. I don't even know what a Nissan Juke is. It was just the first thing that popped in my head. But, you know, you if you think about what I'm talking about, right, and if you're buying, if you're spending that much money on tobacco, add it up, find out how much you're spending a month, and even just give vapes a go. Do what I do, just vape during the day, like first thing in the morning, and then sort of cut down the cigarettes if you like, and then just see how much you're spending a month, and go on to, I don't know, Auto Trader or something like that, and then look for a car within that price range, and then just think to yourself, I could have that car and I would still be spending the same amount of money. Not only that, you're going to be adding years onto your life because there's no tar going into your system. So you're getting healthier. And one thing I will say, this is a side note, if you do switch to vapes and you've been smoking as long as I have, be prepared to be coughing up some mucus, to put it that way. 25 years of smoking, the first sort of couple of weeks when I stopped, it was just, I was coughing up, it was almost black. Like, it's horrible. Sorry if you're eating as well, by the way. But it was disgusting. And this went on for about 2 weeks. But once you cough it up, and it was usually in the mornings I was coughing it up. Once you cough it up, then all of a sudden your lungs are, like, clear. And you can literally go... like, even now, my lungs are, like, super clear. I can hold my breath longer and stuff like that. But side note, you know, you will be coughing up a lot of phlegm and stuff like that. But once you get that out of your system, you're going to be healthier. And you're adding years onto your life. And, you know, you're reducing the risk of lung cancer, all that kind of stuff. Everything about it is good. Now, I know there's some conspiracy theories about vapes, about, you know, the liquid staying in your lungs, and there's a thing that's going around, cauliflower lung or something like that. I don't know what it is. But I can tell you, it's better than tobacco, do you know what I mean? Or cigarettes. You don't know what's in cigarettes. Tobacco, you kind of, you know, it's just tobacco, but cigarettes, there's all sorts of toxins and stuff in there. But, you know, cut that out of your life. You're going to add years onto your life. You're not going to smell. And also, you can vape anywhere. You can vape in the fucking toilets. You can vape anywhere. I don't think vapes set off fire alarms. Don't quote me on that, but I might try that, actually. But you can smoke anywhere. So you're not going to be outside standing in the freezing cold anymore. You can just vape. So yeah, £100 a month saving. Not only, like, I was just thinking about maybe a car, but £100 a month, if you've got kids, that's, you could use that money to take them out somewhere once a month and spend £100 on them. Do you know what I mean? Create memories. So my advice to anybody who's smoking is to switch to vapes, because you won't regret it. Like I say, you'll be healthier. You know, you're saving so much money. And the future for smoking cigarettes and stuff is, it's going to be well more, it's going to be a lot harder to smoke in the future and a lot more expensive. So you might as well do it now before you're forced to do it. Do it because you want to do it, if you like. But I think that's what I did. I wanted to do it, and that's why it was easy for me to do it. And I would say it's easy. I mean, I quit coffee, and coffee was harder to quit than smoking, especially when you have vapes. So, yeah. And then I was a drug addict when I was in my teens, and I took I smoked cannabis for about 8 years. I quit that on one night as well, but for me, for some reason, because I had the vapes, I think it really helped and it really made it easy for me to actually quit. And now, I mean, I think it's five months on, and I don't even think about them. I don't even think about a fag. I literally just have my vape, have it next to me, and just do a couple of little puffs, and then I sort of cut down on the puffs as well. So, like, it's almost at the back of my mind. So whenever it comes into my mind or when I'm drinking or anything like that, then it's like, you know, just pick up the vape, have a couple of puffs, put it down, and then that craving's gone again. And even to that point now where, like, I mean, I'm actually to that point now where an Elf bar is almost lasting me 2 weeks. So you think £5 for one Elf bar, that has now gone down to, say, £2.50. So £2.50, so £2.50 for a fortnight, and then that's £5 a month. So I went from £115, stinking of smoke, you know, just dirty smoker, basically, to £150, down to £5 a month. That's £110. Fuck me, it just keeps getting... I keep saving more money every time I fucking work it out. But there you go. So, like, and even to this point now where I'm, like, walking down the street and somebody's walking past me who's smoking, I'm starting to judge them already. Like, as soon as they walk past me, I'm like, you're a dirty smoker. You should quit. Or if you see somebody driving past in a car, you're just like, you're so far behind life, you know? Quit smoking. Now, I'm not being endorsed or anything by vapes or any vape companies. I know I mentioned a few names there, but I'm not endorsing it. Or am I saying if you don't smoke, vape? You know, vaping is just a substitute to tobacco. You shouldn't be vaping if you don't smoke, because these are actually still addictive, if you think, because there's nicotine in them and stuff like that. But my advice is, if you smoke, give vapes a go and think about how much money you're spending and think about how much money you're saving when you switch to vapes, and you will still get that satisfaction that you get with tobacco with a vape. Not only that, the flavors. You know, I was slagging flavors off before, but I mean, blueberry, that's quite nice. The strawberry ones are quite nice. And yeah, the only thing, I don't know if anybody knows this, but you know when you smoke a cigarette, you inhale it through your mouth and you blow it out through your nose. Well, if you do that with a vape, your nose, your bogeys start turning different colours, which is fucked up. But yeah, so my thoughts on vapes and my thoughts on smoking is you should quit. Quit now, because it's going to be easier to quit now than it is in the future, because these disposable vapes, they're so cheap, and you know, you can get them everywhere, and it's not going to be long before they start cracking down on them. Not on vapes itself, but on disposable ones, because then that way the money will start going up there. So I think in the future, smoking's going to be really expensive, and it's going to force people to go to vapes, which are cheaper. And then whenever a lot of people switch to vapes, then they're going to start raising the prices on vapes. So you might as well get ahead of the game, and switch to vapes. So that's my thoughts on vaping. That's my thoughts on smoking. And that's my thoughts on what I've been up to recently. This has been sort of the very first real episode, I think. I took in consideration from the pilot episode, the first episode, the second episode, and I'm pretty happy with this one, if I'm honest. You know, it's my third episode, and I'm probably saying "and" too much, and breathing as well. So I'm going to write them down, actually. Well, I'm actually going to listen to this after, and then I'm going to think about how I can improve. But yeah, so that has been the podcast, everybody. Next week, I think I'm going to give my thoughts about TikTok. I sell stuff on TikTok, so if you are on TikTok or you sell on there, you might want to listen to that one, because it's got a lot of good information. It was an absolute nightmare. In fact, yes, next week I'm going to talk about TikTok. So I sell caricatures on TikTok Shop, and I'll go in depth about that. But I can tell you something now, selling on TikTok Shop, it's tough, it's hard, it's stressful, and I'll give you my tips on what I've done in order to be able to sell on TikTok and to make good bit of money, to be honest. TikTok is a good way of making money. You don't even need to have a business or anything like that. You can literally, I mean, if anybody's on TikTok, you've probably seen it, where like people just buy sweets in bulk and then start up a shop on TikTok and then do a live stream, and then people buy, you know, you don't even need anything. All you need, maybe what? I don't know, £100 maybe? Well, there you go. Quit smoking. Switch to vapes. Buy £100 worth of sweets in bulk. Do a TikTok live stream, and then there you go. You've just started a new business, and you'll make quite a bit of money on TikTok, to be honest. Per live stream, I'm making around about, it could be anywhere up to £200 to £300 per like sort of 3-4 hours live stream doing caricatures. So I'm gonna give you my tips on and my thoughts on selling on TikTok, and I think that's gonna be a good episode, and it might encourage you to maybe start a side hustle. You know, it's not just entertaining, but you're also getting educated, and I'm even going to tell you advice on how to start a business. I mean, is this not the best podcast ever? Fucking right it is. But there you go, guys. I'm trying to let this go on to a full hour. We're at 56 and a half minutes, but I can't think of anything else to say. So I think I'm just going to leave it there. So anybody who's listened to this, thank you very much. Episode 3, I actually do have a few listeners so far, so I'm happy about that, and it's a work in progress, and it's not going to be an overnight sensation, this podcast, I know that, but, you know, it's all about consistency, and about just keep doing it, keep going. Right, somebody's chainsawing out there, and there you go, that's the podcast, everybody. Tune into next week's one. Thanks for listening. I can't stand that noise when people's chainsawing, so I'm getting the fuck out of here. Play the accent music, guys. Thanks for listening.